Hello there. This is Mike Breed with the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts home sales data report for November 2017. Last month, there were 5,124 single-family homes sold in the Bay State, a 1.2% increase from November 2016. In fact, this was the highest number of transactions recorded for the month in our company's history. Joining us now to shed some light on the continued impressive performance of the Massachusetts real estate market is Warren Group Editorial and Media Relations Director Cassidy Murphy. Thanks for joining us, Cassie.
Glad to be here, Mike.
According to a recent analysis from Time Magazine, millennials are exiting major cities in favor of more affordable housing in outlying markets. Boston alone saw an exodus of roughly 7,000 millennials in 2016. What sort of ripples can we expect to see throughout the Massachusetts housing market from this development in 2018?
Well, if the pattern holds true in 2017, that will have some very interesting effects on the Massachusetts housing market. The analysts have been saying for years and years and years that, you know, eventually the millennials will age out of wanting to live in apartments, they'll age out of wanting to live in the city, they'll get married, they'll have kids, they'll move out to the suburbs, blah, 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 blah. Well, the oldest millennials are now 37. Or 35, depending on how you count the generation. So they're pretty well on their way at this point into what one would expect of the generational patterns. So if they are, in fact, starting to leave the cities in favor of the suburbs, that will have a large impact on the way the housing market works around here. And it'll be interesting to see also if they move out of Greater Boston and into still in Massachusetts, or if they're actually leaving high-cost states, because much of Massachusetts is high-cost, whether you're in Boston proper or outside of it, and whether they're going to places that are more affordable and are, you know, in other parts of the country. That will have a big impact on the way things go around here.
With our focus still on the new year, many experts say that the lack of inventory continues to really be the Achilles heel for local buyers, while sellers continue to reap the benefit of these higher home prices. Could 2018 finally be the tipping point where buyers, including millennials and anybody interested in the housing market, find some sort of relief?
I doubt it. It's just not something I think can be addressed with the market the way it currently is. You mentioned that Boston lost 7,000 millennials in 2016. The city also added a total of 7,200 residents. So on the whole, the population rose. So there's just not enough housing for the people who are already here, who want to live here, and there's not enough places for people to move into. So if a buyer lists their house, if a seller lists their house, then they better be moving out of the state, like I said earlier, because there's no houses for them to buy, which is, of course, the supply and demand thing that's pushing up prices all over the place. And yet we still have record numbers of home sales. So the inventory is low, but there is inventory. It's just turning over really, really quickly, and there's just not enough of it to house everyone. So I don't think that that's really going to change unless we get a huge influx of housing at any point in the market, but better to be affordable or market rate rather than luxury. I think that's the only thing that's really going to have an impact on the inventory levels and on prices.
Well, we'll continue to keep an eye on this in the coming months and providing updates as we see them. So thank you, Cassie, and thanks everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for November 2017. If you would like more information about Warren Group products and services, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.